I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nini.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And it's summertime. Did you know that, Miss Nini?
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Yes, yes. I do. Summertime is not my favorite season of the year. And I don't know if it's because I grew up in the North Country. And, yes, we had hot summers in North Dakota, too. But I just really enjoy cooler weather, and I don't mind winter. And I know a lot of people think I'm kind of unusual with that, especially my husband thinks that, but that's how I am. So yes, summertime for me, it's always that, fall is around the corner.
Around the corner, yes. I'm kind of with you. I figure in the winter, I can always put more clothes on, mm-hmm. but you can only go so far taking your clothes off, and then appreciating the air conditioning.
Yes.
But summer, one of the great things about summer is all of the fresh produce.
That's true. That's true.
It's just a bounty. Right now is kind of the high point, I think, almost of produce because, you know, some people are still having kale, some of those kind of spring things, radishes. I saw radishes at Produce in the Park. Mm-hmm. So some of those spring things. And then all of the other things, tomatoes are finally, people have been waiting and waiting and waiting for tomatoes, and they're finally coming in great amount. Uh-huh. And then we could list a whole lot of other things. But today I thought we'd talk about cucumbers.
I like cucumbers, LaVon. They're one of my favorite vegetables.
Really? Mm-hmm. And so what's your favorite way?
I eat them fresh.
Okay. And put anything on them?
Yes, or I'll just eat one as it is and rinse it off and just eat the cucumber.
Instead of a popsicle, you eat a cucumber.
I do.
Well, they're cool, right? I mean, mm-hmm. even if they aren't cold in the refrigerator, they have that sort of cool.
They do.
Because
yes.
Because I think mostly because there's so much water in them.
Probably.
But they have, I think, just a cool flavor. Now, they're not my favorite. I want them pickles when I.
Okay. Well, they work very well in pickles.
They do. And almost any size, actually. I think just like all produce, cucumbers are best when they don't get too big.
That's correct. That would be my way of wanting to eat them.
I think the flavor is better, and the seeds don't get so big, and so it's better to not let them hide out under the plants and get bigger and bigger. Try and keep up with them. And sometimes that's a job because one day they look fine and the next day they're too big.
Yes. Well, with all the rain we've had this summer, it's made a huge bounteous cucumber crop.
Yes. So, of course, eating them fresh in lots of different ways. You know, put them, as you say, just plain. Some people put them, chop them up and put them in all kinds of salads. Mm-hmm. You can cook them and put them in like in a pasta dish if you'd like. Most people, I think, probably want that a cold kind of pasta salad. But again, mm-hmm. that's, you know, your own special taste buds. But when you have so many of them, you know, it's kind of a challenge. What are you going to do with them? And keeping them in the refrigerator, about a week should be the max for best care of them. So what else are you going to do with them? It's freezing them is not
I would think they'd break down with the water.
That's right. So mm-hmm. so the thing to do with them is to pickle them.
And what of pickle do you like? What do you like, sweet and sour dill or sweet?
I kind of like sweet pickles. I like the little expensive little ones.
But, the gherkin?
Yeah,
type? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, yes.
But, and so that, of course, takes lots more of them than, mm-hmm. than the big ones. But when they get bigger, of course, you can slice them. And
or chunk them.
Yes, just any way you'd like. And you can make refrigerator pickles.
Certainly.
Because I think a lot of people are a little worried about canning pickles. And so the refrigerator pickles are a possibility, and they'll keep quite a long time in the refrigerator, up to a month.
Right.
Should probably use them within a month.
If you're using a really large cucumber for pickles, is it best to take the seeds out and remove those before you use the rest of the slice or chunk of cucumber in the pickling process?
I would try to avoid that uh-huh. and not get them that big because the flavor and everything changes. And, you know, I think you want to slice them and not have to take that out. I think that's maybe you want to do something else with them at that point.
Okay.
Feed them to the hogs. I mean, you know, when they get that big where you have to worry about the seeds, I think you're kind of past the useful cucumber.
Right.
So let's try and keep them. And when I'm saying that, you know, if you've got them 6, 8, 10 inches long. And part of it depends on how big around they are, too. You know, some pickles, or excuse me, some cucumbers are quite small around. And so those seeds aren't as big either, even though they get longer.
Now, do you peel your cucumbers before you pickle them?
No, they don't need to be peeled.
Just rinse them? Or
Yes. And cut the ends off, of course. Yes. And we will have on our website a refrigerator pickle recipe. So people, and this will be an easy one. They're all easy in terms of refrigerator. And it's very similar. You can change the flavor of them a bit by the seasonings you put in. But all of them are going to have vinegar.
Well, that's necessary for pickling, isn't it?
That's right. That's the basis of pickling. Absolutely. And they could have a bit of sugar. Probably even dill pickles are going to have a little bit of sugar, but of course sweet pickles will have much more. And then are you going to put in dill? You could put in red pepper, green pepper, celery seeds. There's a whole whole list of things that you can put in with them. And mix them up and put them in the jars, however you want to contain them, and put them in the refrigerator. And they're going to be best if they set for at least 4 days, because that lets the flavor kind of get through them. But eat them up within a month.
If you don't want to use cucumbers in this brine, what else could you use?
Almost anything.
Outside the vegetable realm, even?
Well, probably. We were talking about pickled pigs before we started, and going, well, okay.
That was a favorite of my dad's.
Yes, and I'm not. I don't have a recipe for that. I'm not sure what kinds of things you'd need to do for that, but. Some people like to do watermelon rind pickles and just think that's the best thing. I have somebody, I know somebody who loves pickled asparagus and, of course, pickled beets.
Oh, yes, one of my favorites.
Yes. So,
and I like pickled okra, too.
Yes, that would be, I think, a favorite way for people to use okra, because they don't seem to like it much any other way. So that would be a good way. And, you know, it's keeping it longer without having to be so concerned about the quality. But if you're going to keep it longer than this month, then it means processing.
And that would be in a water bath?
In a water bath, yes. And it used to be long ago, you know, you did open kettle this, open kettle that. You just put the hot stuff in a jar, put the lid on. No longer recommended. Jams, jellies, pickles are all recommended that you do hot water bath. But saying that, you know, at least it's not a pressure canner, because some people are scared to death of a pressure canner. Well, information about pressure canning, information about water bath, information about any kind of food processing, I would recommend contacting the Extension Service in your county.
Yes, good resource.
You could go online to Iowa State University. You could go online to the University of Georgia. They're sort of the experts right now. They've done all of the testing, and through that testing, some timings and so on have changed. So you want to be up to date. I'm sorry, don't use grandma's canning instructions.
Yes.
Even though it worked for her.
Exactly.
It's not recommended.
We've come a long way since
then. Yes, we have.
In food safety habits.
Yes, because
we
know.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah, we know more about food safety than we used to. And so, and I sometimes think we're not as tough as we used to be either. But
that could very well be.
But don't use those old canning recipes for any kind of food. There's all kinds of information. One other source I'd recommend online is United States Department of Agriculture. And they actually get their information from the University of Georgia. So
okay. And more than likely, there would be pickle recipes on those websites,
for
too.
For everything, yes. There's probably even a recipe for pickled pig's feet. We should look that up and see.
Well, think of all the fruit that can be pickled, too. Oh, wonderful. Peaches and watermelon rind. That used to be a favorite of ours in our family as a child. Wonderful produce that can be preserved that way and used later and enjoyed later.
Almost anything. So if you haven't done pickles before, you may want to start out with the refrigerator pickles, and maybe you want to really go all way and then get into the processing also, because it's relatively simple.
How could the children help with this in the kitchen?
Well, depends again on the age. You know, maybe they could do some slicing. They could certainly help measure the ingredients in terms of the seasonings you're going to put in there. And maybe help put them into jars. Great. So it kind of depends, you know, on the child. But
and picking the vegetables,
initially
cleaning it, all goes along with the process.
You bet.
And so there's always something to consider when using and processing vegetables. And we're especially talking about cucumbers today and how lovely they can be in a pickling brine. Now, if you are interested in getting the recipe for the refrigerator pickles that LaVon will post on our website, go to KJAN.com. Click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini, and that recipe will be there for your enjoyment. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.